It was another wild week when you look over our livestock markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today.
It's just another wild week. If you pay attention to the sale barn stories and the sale barn receipts and the testimonials from the sale barns across the country, from Texas to North Dakota, they've just been records smashed and all week long, Keith. It's just been a wild, the last few weeks have been pretty crazy in the sale barns. It just means, you know, the cash market is incredibly strong still. Even with futures, when they try to back off a little bit, it doesn't impact the barn.
That's Bob Linneman. He's with Kleist Commodities. Bob is based out of Watertown, South Dakota, and he's been watching that cattle market and is looking at a couple of different things.
You know, I think we have to see some type of a correlation come back together in between the futures and the barns. And until that happens, you know, any pullback in the cattle market futures-wise is likely to be supported. And it just the sale barns are kind of leading the way higher.
He did point out that there are a few things in the marketplace that we are watching.
Keith, I don't know what we're going to have as far as a news story somewhere coming across. You know, and we talked about this last week with the Mexico border opening back up. You know, when it does open, the number of cattle that come across the border isn't really enough to have a huge impact on, you know, where we're short in the U.S. for cattle. So yes, it's going to have some type of an impact, but it's going to be very, very small. So they're talking about importing beef from other countries, you know, that have the adequate supply.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.